T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tyler Southall is a Dinwiddie County attorney, and Tyler, I'm glad you can be with us this morning because we have taken note over the last, year that a lot of groups who were fed up with the crisis, the opioid crisis, have decided to go into court and actually sue the pharmaceutical companies, and Dinwiddie's joining that group?
That's right. Good morning, John. Dinwiddie is joining that group.
Tell me what motivated this decision and exactly what you're doing legally.
Well, you know, Virginia has been impacted by the opioid epidemic, and here in Dinwiddie, we used to really only see very limited issues with opioids, but it's really crescendoed in recent years. Based on information from the Centers for Disease Control, if you take 1999 as a baseline and compare it to 2016, we believe that overdose deaths in Dinwiddie have risen sharply. We estimate that they're up somewhere in the neighborhood of about 400 or 500%.
That's a huge number. Wow.
It is. It is. And you look at some other numbers that we have, you know, our EMS units, our ambulances, you know, have gone out and they've administered Narcan, which, as you probably know, John, is a drug that basically reverses the effects of an opioid overdose. And they've administered Narcan 28 separate times in the last 6 months. So that's on average more than once a week. And you know, Dinwiddie isn't as big as some of the localities in the Richmond MSA population-wise. We've got 28,000 people here. So it's really an awful lot of Narcan to be administering in a community our size.
Well, how much has the county had to spend on emergency responders, police, the actual drug, the Narcan reversal drug, you know, all related to the problem?
Right. So, you know, we're still gathering the details, but we do know that the financial impact from this crisis has been significant for us. Some examples are, you know, not only the Narcan that we have to buy for not only our ambulances, but now also for our law enforcement officers. But also we have gloves, special gloves we have to get for our emergency responders and law enforcement officers. But those are just small compared to some of the broader costs that have been incurred by our EMS units. In responding, there have been costs incurred by our law enforcement related to crime caused by the opioid epidemic, costs incurred by our court system and prosecutors, costs incurred by our Department of Social Services, and that's really only a partial list. So, you know, you really look across this broad spectrum of things that counties do, and the opioid crisis has hit us in a lot of different ways.
Well, this is where the rubber hits the road, where the actual dollars dry up fastest on the, you know, on the county level. So I can imagine there's a certain amount of distress watching that money go for something that wasn't necessarily a part of the line item as the county planned for this. In the opinion of the county, what have the pharmaceutical companies done or not done that's caused or made this crisis, you know, even worse?
Right. So we're looking at three different classes of defendants here, John. We're talking about manufacturers of opioids, and our allegation there, based on the facts as we understand them, and all of these are allegations based on the facts as we understand them, is that the manufacturers misrepresented facts about their drugs while marketing them
to the doctors,
to doctors, to the patients, to the general public. You know, second class is the distributors. These are the people who get to make money from basically distributing drugs from the manufacturers down to the pharmacies.
Right.
And what we're alleging there is that they failed to stop the spread of the drugs. They have, you know, duties associated with their right to distribute those drugs down to the pharmacies. We're alleging that there are things they could have done to stop the spread of the drugs that they didn't do and should have done.
That sounds similar to what the attorney general said when he was on our show. And I feel like that was almost a year ago. I think it's almost a year ago that he announced that he was joining in with other attorneys general to sue. Are you working in coordination with other counties or with Mark Herring and the attorney general's office?
You know, as you know, hundreds of communities across the United States have brought suit, including a number of jurisdictions in Virginia. I haven't talked to the Attorney General's office about it. I know the outside law firm we're using to help us with this case, Sanford, Heisler, Sharp, and Kaufman and Knowles, they've brought suit, as I understand it now, on behalf of 25 counties in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And so, you know, we're using the same law firm, but you know, each county has suffered its own harm based on you know, what we're alleging that these companies did.
And what's the monetary peg on this? I read someplace $40 million. Is that right?
Right. So what we've got in the complaint is yes, $40 million, and then some punitive damages as well.
Uh-huh. So when does this actually head to court, assuming it does?
So the defendants have removed this case to federal court. The county's filed papers to have it sent back to state court, where we believe it belongs. And we're currently waiting for the court to set a date to hear our motion to have the case sent back to state court.
I see.
So as you can imagine, these litigations are complicated. There are a lot of people involved, and it can take a time. Yeah. It can take some time.
Yeah. Well, it's good to monitor, and I appreciate you coming on to tell us about the crisis in Dinwiddie, and you know, it's another warning to monitor the people in your life and try to help steer them away from this if there's any possible way to do it. Tyler Southall, Dinwiddie County Attorney, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.